This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Formed in Jersey City, New Jersey in the late 60s, they quickly rose to become one of the biggest bands in music, releasing some of the most enduring songs of all time. The band is Kool & the Gang. Over 70 million records sold, 35 top 10 hits, 2 Grammys and 7 American Music Awards, and 31 gold and platinum albums. This February you can see them alongside KC and the Sunshine Band and the Village People on the Ultimate Disco Cruise. And on New Year's Day, you can see them as they appear in the annual Rose Parade. Please welcome Kool & the Gang founding member, Robert Kool Bell.
Hey, Kool, how you been?
Hey, how you doing there?
Good to hear your voice, Robert. Everything well in your world?
Absolutely. Sound like you guys are partying out there.
Are you kidding me? What, the party's going to be on that boat? That's going to be the greatest thing ever. How many of these have you done? Or is this the first one?
No, that's not the first one, but that one there is going to be quite interesting. It's the ultimate dance cruise, you know, KC and all the other groups.
Gloria Gaynor, Village People. I mean, in the day, any one of these groups could sell out an arena.
You're right, definitely. And it's going to be a great cruise, Valentine's Day. Bring your sweetheart. Why not?
Sure. And it's just, like for me, because I'm a metal guy. Like, I like rock and hard rock and all that. But you can't not smile when you hear any of these bands. You know, Village People, or again, KC and the Sunshine Band, of course, anything you've done. I mean, how can you have a bad day with Boogie Shoes? You know what I mean?
It sounds like a celebration to me.
Oh, we could do this one all day. It's the Jungle Boogie. It really is fun. And now back at the very height of everybody's success, were you all friends or were you competitors?
Oh, you know, we know KC and... you know, the Village People, actually, back to the original band, I heard, you know. But we all were out there in the 70s, you know, we all had hits and we all did our thing.
Hey, at one time I put together a show with Nikki's husband, Mike Kennedy. And Nikki, cool Nikki.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm great.
And so he was celebrating a top 40 radio station. He put together a show with us, Evelyn Champagne King, who's on yours. Ya Kid K, The Village People, and Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch. My job 25 years ago at a little 1989 Hyundai Excel that smelled like an ashtray. I had to drive to the airport and pick up the biker from The Village People. And he got in, and he was dressed like in a sweater and like regular clothes. And I don't even know why I didn't stop myself. I looked at him, I go, man, I thought you'd be like a biker. And he looked at me and he goes, I thought you'd have a bigger car. But super nice.
People, there's something else to it. I mean, we're very hyped and looking forward for that cruise. This should be a wonderful cruise.
80 million records sold. What was the biggest show you ever played, Robert?
The biggest show? Well, let's see. There's a couple now. I mean, we had about a couple hundred thousand in London with Elton John. We did a big show in Kenya for AIDS awareness. They had over 500,000 people there.
Isn't that crazy?
About 300,000 in St. Louis under the Arc, you know. So it's been quite interesting.
Well, and that's the thing about Kool & the Gang. It's, you know, you guys, you bring smiles to people's faces. You know, when you guys are playing, you know, sometimes you go to a rock show and it's pretty aggressive. And it's still fun, but it's a different vibe altogether. Cool and the Gang gets up there and plays, and people are smiling at each other and dancing, and it's just such a great relief to see music like that.
Well, you know, we did 48 shows of Van Halen about 4 years ago, and David Lee Roth was sitting up there in London. We had played for the Big Rock Festival in London, as you two on there, and a lot of the rock groups. And he called back, and he told Eddie and Alex, he said, I want Cool and the Gang to be our support act. I said, what? Cool and the Gang? Where'd you come up with that? I said, listen, man, I just saw them rock audience out here. You guys want me back, you know, for the celebration. I want Cool and the Gang.
Smart.
What happened?
Smart. But you know why it's so smart on so many levels? You know, when you go see a great legendary rock band like Van Halen, whoever you get to open up in the rock genre, you're just looking past them. It's like going to see Kiss. If Alice in Chains is opening, as great as they are, you're going to look past them to see Kiss. But you get a band like Cool and the Gang. Now, it's a feel-good moment. Now, it's a different feel altogether. Not to mention, what better way to warm up a crowd for some big Van Halen, David Lee Roth-style rock and roll?
Well, David Lee, he said, back in the day, we used to play your music in the clubs out in L.A. He said, you guys had Celebration, your big records in the 80s. We had our big dance records, also our rock records. And he said, why not have a party? He said, 60% of my audience are ladies. I didn't know that. He said, and you guys roll ladies' night. And he was right, because soon we got out there and opened up, them ladies got up and started doing their thing. So the hard rockers, they had to get up too, because they said, hey, you better get down on it. You came here with me.
That's it. That's right. What's the old saying? Get up for the get down.
Yep.
You right. Listen, the Rose Bowl parade also. Congratulations on that. I'm looking forward to seeing that on New Year's Day.
Yeah, that's going to be great. I mean, you know, we did the Orange Bowl halftime back in down in Miami, but the Rose Bowl, that's the top one in the parade. Now, we're looking very forward to that.
And, of course, February 14th. I don't know, are there any tickets available for the Ultimate Disco Cruise?
Could be. I saw on that one. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll take a look. Hey, man, continued good health, another great year. And it's always good to hear your voice, man. I'm such a fan, Robert.
Okay. Well, thank you.
All right, my friend. Take care. Have a great Christmas.
All right. You too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.